Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the DeSoto Arts Institute.
At DeSoto Arts Institute, something beautiful is happening, and we want you to be a part of it. Whether you're dreaming of writing, acting, filmmaking, or audio production, we can help your creativity spring to life. From hands-on film programs to a fully equipped film and recording studio, DAI is where passion meets purpose. Join our community of artists, learn from industry pros, and make a difference through the power of art. Visit DeSotoArtsInstitute.com today and start creating your masterpiece.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're here today with Monica Stanford from Delta Phoenix Aesthetic Medicine. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Monica.
Well, thank you for having me, Aaron. I have been a nurse for 20 years, a nurse practitioner for 10, internal medicine. In the last 2 years, I started a company, Delta Phoenix, and it's mainly just helping women feel good about themselves, and just been doing that. We won Best in Mississippi this year, so we're, doing really well.
So Off to a great start.
Yeah.
So, talk to me about, are you originally from the area? And what's some of your background? You said you've been in nursing for 20 years,
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your history and your background.
Yes. I grew up in Tupelo, the Tupelo area. And about 10 years ago, was introduced to the Delta. I worked in Charleston, Mississippi for the last 10 years, internal medicine and things like that. And went through a nasty divorce. I'm sure some women can relate and men can too, but, I felt like I was, just very unattractive, the most unattractive woman in the world, and it's a terrible feeling. So I started this company, Delta Phoenix, and that's where that name came from. Fell in love with the Delta cause I love the Delta people there, and took the Bible verse, making beauty from ashes. So that's where the Phoenix came from. So, I try to help women not to feel so poorly about themselves, make them, shine from the inside out.
Right. Right. So, as you think about, some of the struggles that led you to where you are, a lot of times you have the realization that there's internal things that make someone feel the way they do about themselves, and then there's external things that make people feel the way they do about themselves. And what your goal, your mission is to solve the external things to where they can heal the internal things. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, so I want them to see in the mirror what they feel on the inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the business. Where all are you all located?
We've got several locations. Our main location is on Church Street in South Haven. Mm-hmm. But we have a location in Tupelo, Oxford, and Memphis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what type of services do you all offer?
We offer CO2 laser resurfacing. We do microneedling, Botox, and filler. I went to Switzerland and trained under Julie Horn. She's one of the world-renowned lip injector. There is. She's fantastic. So I got to go there and do that because I wanted to make sure that I did those well, and that's my specialty.
Right.
But we, in our Memphis location, offer weight loss medication.
Okay. All right.
And program.
So for someone looking at this, like, how would you describe someone who says, maybe I should be considering visiting Delta and talking to them? Like, what does that person look like?
Well, there's a big stigma around this, the aesthetic business. And a lot of people worry about not looking like themselves or overdone. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I specialize in. I make sure that they look natural. They look like themselves, just refreshed.
Right.
And that's the main thing. That's what I hope, to get around that, to where they feel comfortable to, come and just to ask about, what do you offer and what can I do to make myself feel better?
Right, right. So as you think about that, where are a lot of the individuals who are going to come into your business, where are they at a stage in life? Are they people who are in their early 20s, or are they people who are in their later years?
Our population base usually starts around 35 to 60. But we're also, you know, the younger generation, we have a couple of things for them, like baby Botox or something like that. So around their 20s. But we also offer hormone replacement therapy, and that starts around 30-ish, something like that. So, our profession is getting to where it's getting less and less stigmatized, but they're still there. So
sure, yeah. Sure. What are some of the questions that people ask you when they come in that, you know, seem to be those questions that come up a lot?
Well, pain, is this going to hurt? Like lip injections or Botox or something like that. We help with that as far as with numbing and things like that. But, there's just not a whole lot of known information about the aesthetic business. But there's so many things, and there's so many things that we can help with those types of questions and help with those issues that they have.
Sure.
That they're scared about.
Sure, absolutely. We're going to pause for just a moment and go to our sponsors, and then we'll come back.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Welcome back. We're so appreciative of our sponsors and all the support that they give us as we bring you South Haven Business Beat. We're here again with Monica. So Monica, tell me a little bit more about your background in nursing. So what were you doing back before you launched this business?
I'll go back a little even further.
Yeah.
I'm actually a high school dropout. Started out when I dropped out when I was 16 years old. So if there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. And it was a very hard struggle, but went back to school, got my GED, became a nursing assistant, then an LPN, and then an RN, and then BSN, and then an MSN. But I started my nursing career in North Mississippi Medical Center as a LPN in cardiology. Then I was the first LPN in 16 years to go down to the ER and worked there for a while, and then I was going to RN school when I was doing that, and then I became an RN, and then worked weekends in Oxford in the ER there, and became an NP, and I was in internal medicine at Tupelo for the first year or so, and then that prepared me to go to the Delta, which the pathology is really something else. There's very complex medical disease processes, and you have to juggle a lot of things at once. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to create a problem by fixing one other problem.
Absolutely.
So I had some great mentors, Dr. Ken Harvey. I tell him he's retired now, but he was great in helping me get prepared to take care of those patients in the Delta.
So, you know, coming from a background where you dropped out of high school, mm-hmm. And you make a determination that you want to get into nursing. Mm-hmm. You've got an immediate roadblock, obviously, there, not having completed high school. There's probably some folks who are going to listen to this who know someone who's dropped out of high school, who's got a rough situation, who wants to build a career that they can actually, you know, support a family on. What would be your advice to somebody who's in that situation?
Don't ever give up. Just keep praying, keep listening and talking to other people, networking. And of course, family support was so important in my journey. If it weren't for my mother and my aunt and them, I couldn't have done this because my husband and I had a little baby and I was still going to school and working full time. So, but like I said, if there's a will, there's a way. And just always keeping yourself open to suggestions and I mean, a work ethic is also, yeah. I had to waitress many a day to get me through it. But, you can do it. You say to yourself, this is such a feat that I can't attain. You can do it.
You know, one of the things that has been stated by some very successful people is a lot of people overestimate what they can accomplish in 1 year and underestimate what they can accomplish in 10. Mm. Because we don't handle time well. We think in a very narrow vein. We focus on right now instead of what can I do if I just keep going. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the powerful things when you talk to someone and when you are someone who has accomplished a lot, you look back and you realize, well, I just didn't stop.
Yeah,
I didn't give up because it's not that there weren't roadblocks. There are roadblocks. And everyone who is successful at what they do, there will be roadblocks. And then sometimes there will be events that occur, like you described earlier, where everything changes.
Yes, yes.
But you didn't stop being you. And you didn't stop being the person who you had cultivated yourself to be. You know, the very first time that someone plants a field, that field's not going to produce the way it would after they've cultivated it and gotten it where it was really ready for that seed a year or two later. You know, it takes time. And what you're, you know, really able to exhibit here is the fact that when you don't give up, when you continue through those hardships, when you push through and you are willing to put in the hours, put in the time, put in the effort, the changes that can happen, though there will be difficulties and roadblocks and disruptions along the way,
yes,
is a very different perspective than where you started. And what I love telling people, because sometimes they're hesitant to start because they're afraid they'll fail,
yes,
is if you fail at whatever this is, that this thing that you think you're supposed to do, the nice piece is if you put forward the effort and you put forward the energy and you put forward the time, you won't be the same person coming out the other side that you were going in.
Right.
And failure is just a growth experience.
Yes. And it is inevitable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you will fail. I have failed.
Absolutely.
And it's just, you just got to push through that. And you can't predict everything. You can't have everything in just this little row that you go by. My house burned down a year ago when I was going through all of this, you know, opening up the new business and everything. You got to take one day at a time and just keep on going.
Absolutely. And so when you look at, you know, the people who come in for treatment at your facility, is it because their lives in shambles, or is it because they want to make those small improvements? They want to improve themselves. They want to improve the way they look. They want to improve the way they feel, and they don't have to be at a catastrophic level in order to take those steps forward.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I had a lady. She's like, you know, Monica, I just want to wear lipstick and I want it to look good on my lips. She said, but I don't have any lips. You know, when I smile, they disappear. She said, I just want to have a little bit of pink show up on my pictures without a filter. So I was like, girl, I got you. So, you know, little things like that to wear, or, you know, there are some other things like the bigger devices that I have, like the microneedling, which that will cause a small micro injury. That creates or that brings a lot of the healing factors to those injuries and creates collagen and things like that.
Okay.
And as far as like the CO2 resurfacing, that that takes off that top layer and it helps with the sun damage. And, you know, we did all the things, you know, laid out in the sun, put, you know, cooking oil on us and all this good stuff and did all that kind of damage. We, you know, we didn't care. We didn't know back then. But that helps with all that sun damage. So that's more of a on the higher end, but that's, it doesn't matter where you are in the spectrum, where, whether it's just a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars. That's where my company comes in, because I give the patient an option as far as price range, finance options, because I am a single mother.
Right.
It's hard. It's difficult coming up with that money, and you don't think about yourself. You don't want to. Everybody else is first. You're always last, and I can understand that.
Right.
But whenever you feel good, everything else seems so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to explain that, but I've seen it time and time again. You know, that inner confidence, it just shines in everything you do.
Absolutely. So as you're thinking about, you know, the people who are going to walk in your door, what type of background do they come from?
Any. We serve any background, any gender, any you know, ethnicity. We can do anything like that. That the devices that I chose specifically, you know, I wanted to make sure that I could take care of anyone. And there's a couple of things that we have to do for some people, like certain creams or something we need to do, or to have them apply, you know, for a little while, just to make sure that their skin is okay and we don't cause like hyperpigmentation or anything like that. So really any background as far as, you know, financial things as well. You know, we've got payment plans. I offer the best prices in town because I'm able to, you know, get really good deals on the best medications that I have and the product. Because I go and search for those, and I try to make sure that I have the best product at the best price. So
talk to me about the hormone replacement therapy. Who's that intended for, and how should someone maybe be considering that, or who should be considering that?
Oh, wow. Well, I have to say, you know, finishing school over 10 years ago, you know, they taught us, you know, not a whole lot about hormone replacement therapy. And of course we do for men and women, but I'm speaking specifically for women. I personally have done women a disservice because I was so scared of it, because the education made us so frightened because of the Women's Health Initiative study, and they have really debunked a lot of that study. And when women come to, you know, some of the providers and things, they feel like they're crazy. They feel like they're going crazy. Their mood swings, their weight gain, they don't feel like themselves. But a lot of practitioners will just say, hey, here's an antidepressant or something,
right,
or it's all in your head. It's not. It is not. And sometimes it's just their hormones that needs to be looked at.
Okay.
So they're making a lot of strides in hormone replacement therapy and helping women to get through this, you know, perimenopause, menopausal, you know, life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that we can do for them and make them feel so much better.
So what's next for Delta Phoenix?
Well, like I said, we just won Best in Mississippi, and I've got a couple of companies that actually have come to me and wanting to train for their products, some fillers and company, and then there's a company that wants me to train other providers in Botox and filler.
Okay.
So thinking about doing that for a while, and then hopefully eventually would love to open my own academy for that.
Okay.
Because it's so hard to find injectors that are willing to help other injectors, because it's such a cutthroat industry.
Yeah.
And that was the problem that I had, but I had a sweet lady in Clarksdale that her name is Christy. And she opened her business to me and let me, you know, pick her brain about it. And so that's one thing I would love to do for others.
So any last thoughts that you want to leave the audience with?
That just, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. And I really got through some obstacles that I didn't think that was possible at all. But with family and faith and everything like that, you can. And belief in yourself, because I thought I was an idiot. I did. But, you know, you just keep pushing through, and you can really do it, honestly. But as far as the women, you know, this is not a vanity thing. This is more of a, you know, helping yourself see that person that you feel on the inside, on the, you know, come to fruition on the outside.
Right.
And seeing that person in the mirror as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Monica, good to have you with us today. We're glad that you have joined us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. And we're appreciative to our sponsors for sponsoring another episode. We love getting you connected with the businesses that are in South Haven and the businesses that are all throughout DeSoto County and the whole region. The reality is, there are businesses that exist because there are people who need the services that they offer. And we're grateful for Delta Phoenix for joining us today and talking to us about an area that probably there's some people who listen to this and think, well, I've always thought kind of that stigma, it was always been in my mind. Thank you so much, Monica, for joining us today and for just really opening up about your history, your past, and where you are today.
Well, thank you, Aaron, for having me. I appreciate it.
You have a great day, and you have a great day as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.